الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, the distributor of Ni'mats, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if somebody recites Durood e Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the beautiful springtime of Rabiul Nur Sharif is upon us. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has sent an amazing and beautiful excitement through the air. Hearts are delighted and joyful. Every true Muslim, whether young or old, is feeling a warmth in their heart. They are becoming happy every time they drive past a mosque, a masjid, or a house, and they see a Nalani Park, or they see a flag, or they see lights. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam grows in their heart. There is a twinkle in their eyes, and some even shed a tear in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful couplet. Nisar teri chahal pahal par hazaron eid rabiul awwal siwai iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. Can we sacrifice thousands of eids upon this one day that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graced this world? And apart from the shaitan, Iblis, everybody is happy on this day and is celebrating. Subhanallah. This was a time when the world was in darkness. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this nur of Allah, the light of Allah shone on the house of Sayyidina Amna radiallahu ta'ala anha in Makkatul Mukarrama. And it was so bright that it illuminated the whole universe. The best of creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous, the most kind, blessed this world, blessed troubled humanity, who was anxiously awaiting for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, the cry was, congratulations, the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has graced this world. Congratulations, the mercy of all the worlds has finally arrived. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored this world on the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif at the time of dawn and changed the dark skies of misery and difficulties and troubles and tribulations into the bright morning of happiness. Subhanallah, what a day. Congratulations on the arrival of the blessed morning, my dear brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Subhanallah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal was showering upon the universe on that day. As soon as Allah's Nur sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam arrived on the earth on the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif, the dark clouds of oppression and disbelief disappeared. Things changed all of a sudden. There was an earthquake that struck the palaces of Kisra, the Iranian king. His balcony started to shake and the spikes fell off. There was a blaze in Iran, which the fire worshippers had continuously burnt for thousands of years. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graced this world, it was extinguished. The river Sava became dry and the Kaaba began to sway and the idols fell on their heads. Upon your arrival, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Kaaba swayed and every idol fell trembling. It was afraid. Subhanallah. Beyond doubt, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the world. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival was a day of great happiness. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, Surah Yunus, verse 58, translation from Kanzul Iman, and say, only Allah Azza wa Jal's grace and only His mercy. On it, therefore, let them rejoice. That is better than all their wealth. Allahu Akbar. The Quran itself is ordering us to be happy and rejoice over the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what greater mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal than the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Surah Anbiya, verse 107, we have sent you not, but as a blessing and a mercy for all the worlds. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what an amazing night the 12th of Rabi al-Nusrif was in the history of the worlds. Since the beginning of creation, everything was waiting for this blessed night. The arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi rahmatullah alayhi says, indeed the night of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than even Shabi Qadr, which is one of the nights that was given to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the night that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came is always better than the night which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the 12th of Rabi al-Nusrif is the Eid of all Eids for the Muslims. Indeed, if Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not graced us, then we wouldn't have had all these beautiful days that we celebrate. We wouldn't have had Shabi Barat and all the other Eids. It was because of the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we gained all these blessings. Without him, there was nothing. Without him, there is nothing. He is the essence of the world. He is the soul of everything that is. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an amazing opportunity to refresh our faith and to refresh our oath of allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars of deen say that for any act, amal, to benefit you, you need the precondition of iman, and then your good deeds you will be rewarded for, and they will help you in the hereafter. But there is a beautiful narration which tells us something amazing. After his death, Abu Lahab was seen by family members in a dream, and he was in a troublesome state. They asked him, how were you being treated? And he said, for opposing the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout my life, I am being punished severely. I do not get any goodness, but I do get water from my index finger, because in the happiness of the milad of my nephew, I gestured to my slave girl to release her. But even that act was giving him relief in his grave. Commenting on this, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi states, in this incident, there is credible evidence for those who celebrate the milad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spend their wealth on this occasion. Look at Abu Lahab, who is a staunch disbeliever. Yet, he is given the benefits of rejoicing in the news of the arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then think, how much reward would a Muslim get if he spent his wealth, his time, with his heart, wholeheartedly, to gain the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we should celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enthusiastically. And the more enthusiastic we are, the greater reward we get. In this beautiful narration, we learnt that even a kafir was getting some relief in his grave for celebrating the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what, as Ashikani Rasul, we would gain is amazing. In Amna radiallahu ta'ala anha's house, the Prophet King sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Rejoice, O the ones in trouble, for your comforter has arrived. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Amna radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and I saw that three flags were hoisted, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the roof of the Kaaba. Today, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have these beautiful Madani flags, and you will see them when you drive down the streets in the month of Milad-e-Pak. You'll see people waving them. And we may think, why do we do this? This is why it's done, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in this beautiful narration, we know that Hazrat Jibreel Ameen took these flags and put them there. Ruhul Ameen Gara, Kaabe ki chat pe jhanda, ta arsh ura pharera, subh shab waladat. Ruhul Ameen erected a flag on the roof of the Kaaba that will fly up to the arsh on the blessed morning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then not only that particular narration, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, but another beautiful narration. While migrating to Madinah al-Munawwara, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reached a place near Medina, and Bareda Aslami, along with 70 horsemen from the tribe of Banu Sahim, chased the caravan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention of capturing the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But things were to work out differently. Upon arriving at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accepted Islam. When they saw the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could resist that amazing face? So they accept Islam, they embrace Islam, and they're marching towards Madinah al-Munawwara with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will welcome you in Medina with flags. And what they do is the horsemen, they took off their imamashis, their turbans, and they took the cloth and tied it to the top of their spears, made flags from this, and marched into Medina Sharif with flags in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, just look at the situation. They come to capture the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they're so encapsulated and captivated by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that they enter Medina Park with spears raised high, with their turbans on top, acting as flags and marching with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So next time you raise the flag in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think, this is what Hazrat Jibreel Ameen did in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what these beautiful companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in entering upon Madinah al-Munawwara. Celebrating the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truly a great honor. Shaykhul Islam Alama Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullahi alayhi writes that Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, the faith of the one attending the Milad Ijtimaz will remain safe. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protection for your faith. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to appreciate this amazing blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to recognize that truly we have been blessed with a great, great month. In this month, we should spend maximum time trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal. We should make sure that we do not miss any of our salahs. We should make sure that we spend time reciting the Quran. We should make sure that we spend time learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should spend time listening to the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of you might be asking, how can I do this regularly? Easy solution, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Make sure your TV stays on Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, throughout the day, you will listen to the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be taught the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And you will listen to the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will listen to the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the day. And then what will happen? The whole environment in your house will change, and your little children will be walking around saying, Marhaba ya Mustafa, because of this amazing channel and this gift that Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us. This is a beautiful month. Let's change our ways. Let's make sure that in our homes, Madani Channel is on 24/7 in this beautiful month. Let's make sure that when we get in the car, we've got the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beyonds on. Let's make sure that when we are when we're free in our spare time, We don't waste it idly or looking at the wrong things or doing the wrong things, but we straight away get changed. And in the month of Milad Park, we get straight to the masjid and spend time with the Ashikani Rasul, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to the parables, the stories and the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and increasing our love for Aka sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Let me tell you this. There was a non-Muslim who was a neighbor of a Muslim family. Sayyidina Abdul Wahid bin Ismail rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that a great Ashik Rasul, a devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lived in Egypt. And he used to celebrate the month of Milad with enthusiasm and zeal and zest, subhanallah. There was a non-Muslim family in the neighborhood, and they used to see his celebrations of the Milad Park. And one day this non-Muslim woman asked her husband, why do the Muslims do this? They celebrate on these days. And the husband replied that they, in the love of their Prophet, celebrate the birth of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon hearing this, the woman said, I'm very impressed by them. They love their Prophet and they spend so much every year, so much time and effort in celebrating the Milad of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she went to sleep that night, she saw a beautiful dream and she saw an amazing personality and people crowded around him. She walked forward and asked somebody who this amazing personality was. And the reply came that this is the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has come to meet and bless your neighborhood for those who are celebrating his Milad Park, his birth. This non-Muslim woman asked, will he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk to me? The person replied, yes, he will. The woman called out to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Labbaik. Impressed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply, she said, I am not a Muslim and you still replied to me? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal has told me that you are going to embrace Islam very soon. Upon hearing this, she spoke spontaneously, you are a merciful and very highly mannered prophet. The one disobeying you will never succeed, and the one trifling with you will confront humiliation. She then read the kalma. After she had read the kalma, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she woke up from her dream. She embraced Islam from the bottom of her heart. On the morning, she decided to spend all her savings on the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She served people with meals. When she saw that her husband was busy preparing the feast, she asked him in astonishment, what are you doing? I had the dream. I wanted to spend my money. I started to do it. And you're preparing the food. What are you doing? And he also said that I had the happiness of making of embracing Islam as well, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. She asked, how did you get to know? He replied, like you, I also had a dream, and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night came in my dream, and I also embraced Islam as well. Subhanallah, sarkar ki amad marhaba, dildar ki amad marhaba. His arrival has removed darkness from everywhere. There is a light from the earth to the sky, and it covers everything, subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The whole world is enlightened by the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we gain the Madni mindset that celebrating the Milad Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazing. It's a true blessing. But we are taught to do it in a really unique way. Subhanallah. We use the month of Milad Park to cure our ailments of our heart, the diseases of our heart, and cure ourselves from sins. Use this blessed month and the power and the love it brings out and the emotions and the enthusiasm to stay away from those things which take you away from Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there was a person who narrates that once a friend of mine, who was extremely fond of the latest fashions and movies and everything else, he wouldn't read namaz, and he attended an ijtama of the Milad held in Bab al-Madinah, Karachi. It was a Subh-e Bahara, 12th Rabi al-Nursi, reached the Ma'a. Everybody was reciting Durood al-Salam. Everybody was praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his heart changed. He felt a hatred for sins and made the firm intention to change. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The intentions of that blessed night were such that he grew a beard and perfected his salah and became a regular namazi. Subhanallah. Just by attending the Mahfil-e Milad, alhamdulillah, his life changed. There was another beautiful Madni Bahar, an enlightening story, where a brother attended an Ijtimai Milad. And he heard the stories of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was so overcome by them, and listening to the naats and the salatu salam and the enthusiastic chanting of slogans of Marhaba ya Mustafa, he says, I felt as if the spirituality of the ijtima was cleansing the dirt of my heart. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I joined the Madni movement of Dawat Islami. I changed my ways. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, at the moment I am having the honor of serving as a nigran for Dawat Islami, spreading the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is an amazing month. This is a month where we can make a change in our lives. This is a month where we really need to take hold of it and think. We've spent our lives disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe this might be the last month of Milad we have. Maybe we may not see the next year. Maybe we won't be able to gain those blessings. And what if I spend this Milad-e Pak disobeying Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I carry on watching the movies and dramas. I carry on going out with my friends. I look at the wrong thing. I carry on sending messages to everybody. And when next year this year arrives, I'm in my grave. What will I do? My dear Islamic brothers, we don't want to be in a state. We want to be in a state where I look back and say, at least I celebrated last Milad-e Pak with my full heart. I didn't miss one salah in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I read the Quran every day in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I respected and honored and served my parents in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I learnt and taught the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the love of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I attended Madrasatul Madina Balighan and I learnt the Quran. I learnt the Tajweed. I taught my children, I taught others, I became a muballigh, I preached the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because of that beautiful month of Milad-e Pak, subhanallah. And then Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, what an amazing hasti. They go even further. And they say, you know, to gain the maximum blessings of this amazing month, what you should do? Look at the amazing sort of Amir al-Sunnah. Amir al-Sunnah says that the first hadith in Mubarakah in Bukhari Sharif is إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are dependent upon intentions. So you're going to celebrate the beautiful month of Milad-e Pak in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes other things creep in. You know, Flan's done this, Flan's done that. I'm going to celebrate even more. He's got 10 lights, I'm going to have 12. You won't get a reward for competing with him in that way. But what Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah says is this. He gives us 18 intentions to celebrate the month of Milad. He says, first of all, think, I'm acting upon the command of the Quran and publicize well the favors of your Rabb. And Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah says, the biggest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tell everybody, you are an Ashiq Rasul, subhanallah. Make that intention in your mind. Two, make the intention that I am putting these lights and these flags in and around my home, my work, my car, to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, every time you wave the flag, look at this amazing, amazing thinking, amazing Madni Pearl. Every time you wave the flag, think that I am following in the footsteps of Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. That Hazrat Jibreel waved the flag, he stuck one on the Kaaba, one in the east and one in the west. So every time you hold the flag, think I am copying him. Think I am copying the Sahaba Ikram. Then, when you're waving a green flag, subhanallah, think it is green because it reminds me of the beautiful Gumbad-e-Khazra Sharif, the green dome of the Mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the intention that I will show the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the non-Muslims in my area. And by seeing this, they will see that Muslims have great love and devotion towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah also says, by celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have the intention that I'm going to celebrate as enthusiastically as I can, just to annoy the shaitan. Subhanallah. And in addition to outer decorations, I'm going to decorate my inner self with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the intention that I'm going to attend the ijtama of the 12th night of Rabiul Nur Sharif. I will participate in the Madani procession on the 12th of Rabiul Nur Sharif. And I will spend my time listening to the naats and the sifats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will spend time with the Islamic scholars and the pious people. I will spend time with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will copy the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will keep a beard and I will keep an imam ashrif. I will remain in the state of wuzu because of respect of this blessed month for as long as I can. Subhanallah. I will perform my salah with jama'at during this blessed month. I will make sure that I make all the efforts to get to the masjid. I will distribute books which talk about the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will try to tell others to celebrate the milads in their homes. I will try to encourage others to travel in the Madni Kafras of Dawat-e-Islami to learn the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And above all else, I will try my utmost to spend my time reading durood or salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to celebrate the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Dawat Islami in the beautiful way that Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakat Mawlaya has taught us. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa
sallam. Milad with love, milad with love, milad of the Prophet with love, milad of the Prophet with love.